Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I have been a part of this great company of ASEA for the past now 6 years. It's been a great ride, a lot of exciting things starting to happen. Each and every Monday, we come to our call, which we refer to as the Monday Motivational, where we hear from people who are making it happen out there. You also hear from the struggles and how they overcome the struggles, because, guys, it's not always that rosy out there, because to build a business, you have to learn how to embrace the struggle. Before I get to introduce our newest platinums in our group, I got a couple of housekeeping things. Just to let everybody know, convention is just 2.5 weeks around the corner. Guys, it starts Thursday morning at 9 in the morning with breakout sessions. Those are going to be absolutely fantastic. Go to general session on that Thursday starting at 2 and goes to about 5:30. I want to let everybody know our organization will be meeting as a team meeting after the general session on Thursday evening. We'll be meeting at 6 o'clock at Grapevine C. There will be an email that goes out, but we will be meeting in Grapevine C for recognition. So each and every one of you guys get to meet each other real quick, but just plan on we'll probably be in there just roughly about an hour, and then we can all disperse for dinner. We want to do that to make sure everybody has a chance to meet one another and hear a lot of meet a lot of the people that you get to attach the names with the face. So, guys, I want to get right into it. I'm really excited about this call tonight. It's always fun to watch people as they go through their journey of building their ASEA business. But it's always also really special to start to see people who are building this on a part-time basis, not only really on a part-time basis, but let's say even on an extreme part-time basis. And that is Donald and Chris Dominguez. They've been with us actively building a business, to my best recollection, since the first of this year in January. They have had a lot of success before ASEA and by way of owning their own business. I'll let them share that. But, guys, this is going to be an exciting call tonight to hear from them, their background, and what they were able to do in a part-time basis to be able to build this to the platinum level. So, guys, congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
So, Don Lim, as we get started, if you don't mind, kind of share a little bit of your background and what brought y'all here to ASEA.
Okay. I am a midwife, and my husband and I have worked together in our birth center for the past 8 years, and I was midwife for about 4 years before that. And 3 years ago, I got ill and had a surgery that was supposed to have fixed everything. A year later, the problem came back, and I had to go through some IV treatments that were pretty devastating and damaging to my body. So the last 2 years, I have been just on a journey to try to get my health back. That particular episode that did so much damage was a little over a year and a half ago, and we're close to two, I guess, now. And so I was looking for ways to get well naturally. I did not want to do medical protocol anymore. And a little sweet nutritionist that I had worked with when I first got sick signed me up for this product in May, but I was not feeling well. I then had a bad knee, too, that I was about to have surgery on, and my head wasn't in the game. So whatever she told me about, I didn't get it. And I got the product a little while later, tasted it, and thought I had been totally scammed with some kind of pool water. And didn't even try to drink it. I just sat it in the room and had knee surgery in August. And by December, I was a mess. And for some reason, my upline, Jim Glenn, called me on December the 4th and asked how I was doing. And I, for some reason, told him the truth. And so he challenged me to drink what I had and gave me all of the science, which I found fascinating. And it scared me because I thought, sounds too good to be true, so it probably isn't, but I needed hope because I had been going to bed at 7 o'clock at night for a year and a half just because I did not have the strength or energy to stay up. And so hope against hope, I began to drink it, and I thought if a little is good, more is better, so I drank a lot. And before Christmas, I accidentally stayed up till 11 o'clock, and I was so over the moon excited about feeling better. And then just a week or so later, I trotted down the stairs like a teenager, and I had had a knee replacement 4 months before, and I knew then that this product was healing my body. And my husband knew it too because my energy level just increased so much. Everyone I worked with was like, wow. So I began to tell everybody that would listen what had happened to me. I just considered it my miracle, and I was so grateful. I wanted everyone to feel as good as I did. And many, many, many of those people signed up to be distributors and get the product wholesale. And honestly, that was all I wanted to do, was help all my friends and family to feel good. I have lots of cousins that had had serious health issues, and so I just called everybody and said, you got to do this. And they all did. And so by the middle of January, we had this group, and they talked me into going to the Saturday event in Dallas, and they were telling me that I was bronze or about to be silver, and I had no idea what they were talking about, no idea. And Jim would say, have you set up your smart wallet? And I would say, what's a smart wallet? And he said, how they pay you. I went, oh, they pay me? I've got money? You know. So anyway, that's kind of the way I started. And when I did realize that I was making money, which was unlike any experience I had ever had before with network marketing, thus my bad attitude about it when I first got in, I realized this company was different, especially after the Saturday in Dallas. And the love that people have for one another and the willingness to help that the Upline offers to everybody at every level just blew both of us away. And so we decided then that this needs to be our retirement. Not now, because we are still working full-time. I just got home 2 minutes before this call started, because this Monday is my busy day and we have childbirth class afterwards. So we have literally done this, made calls and talked to people and did whatever we could to help to connect calls in between appointments during the day, in the evening, on weekends. But I don't think more than a handful of days have gone by that we didn't send out information to someone, because we keep thinking of one more person or one more person or one more person that is not well. And our intent was never to build a business, but we are so grateful that that's what is happening. And now we're committed to figure out what we're doing and try to help everybody we know not only get well, but also build a business if they want to. So
awesome.
That's what we are. I didn't let you talk, did I?
No. That's great. Does Chris want to share anything?
Chris, do you want to share anything?
I really have to thank those that helped us so much, especially Jim Glenn for having the persistence of, I just don't know what, to resurrect a Lazarus group. And continually making calls, even repeated calls to my wife, you Terry, for coming in and at the beginning maybe wasting time, but thank you so much for the support and the guidance and pointing us to tools, and then the product. Oh my goodness, people were coming to see my wife, and I thought, they're so nice to bring us lunch. every day they were bringing it. Somebody new was coming. And then it hit me. They thought she was a goner. And so it really was a shock to me that that would be happening, because I always believed she'd get well. Something would happen. I just didn't know what. But the product just really made a grateful impact on me, because she said she got her life back, and I always just say, I got my wife back. And so that was a definite blessing on me and made it easy. Whenever she would talk to people, and I'd be working our company, and she'd be sharing a SIA, you know. So she's a dynamite. I'm really proud of her for all that she's been doing. And then the organization, the people were just so nice. So many of the people that we've sponsored have just been so gracious, so nice, so trusting. And then they get the experience, and it's just like a snowball. It just really started happening virtually exactly like you said. That was pretty amazing. We ate at the restaurant that we ate at today, Earl's 377 Pizza, and I remember that day that you came the first time to eat lunch with us, and it was kind of like a deja vu, so it was fun.
Awesome. So you guys kind of share with, because y'all are big, give us an idea, what's a typical day? I mean, I don't know that you have a typical day. Maybe you do, but when we say busy, I mean, there's sometimes you're going through the night. And that being said, how do you leverage Connect Calls, and how important has it been for your business to be Connect Calls / three-way calls?
My day, like today, for instance, started at 8 o'clock. I did appointments from 8 to noon, and then from 1 to 6, and then a tour from 6 to 7, and then childbirth class from 7 to 9. Except I left 15 minutes early so I could get here and do this call. And we've got at least 4 girls that are within range, which means they could have their baby anytime. So we never know when we're going to get that call and possibly be up all night. I'm always grateful for the ones that deliver during the day. I ask them to do that, but they don't always mind. And then, you know, the Connect calls, I've got amazing staff, and so if I have a client that I'm visiting with and someone needs help, either text or calls, and needs to do a Connect call, I can usually have one of the other midwives carry on for part of the appointment, and I go upstairs for 10 minutes. And when I first got in, Jim called me all the time. I'd think, oh my gosh, it's him again. And he'd call me and connect me with Tom Beasley and Jerry White and Bill Perry and Jim Dragon. I mean, we just talked to people all over the country, them telling me their stories, which, of course, helped my belief. And at that time, I was just getting more and more well, feeling like I was suddenly 25 years younger, when I thought I would never even have the energy to go out to eat again. And so the combination of the calls and the product were so amazing to me. And then I think they have been the same to my downline, the people that I have put in the business. I have not been as good or as diligent as Jim is about connecting everybody with everybody, but I just literally have not had time. We try real hard to work all of you guys as much as we can with every situation that comes along, but I don't get as many calls done as Jim does, for sure. So, but they've been amazing, and the most important part of the business, and the thing that I think made the difference in me having some kind of success in this business is the fact that the Connect calls happened and I saw the teamwork. And I believed more and more in these people that say they're really there to help me. And when I realized they really meant it, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with these people. So so they've just been, there's not even a way to describe how important the Connect calls have been.
Awesome. And then you did speak about the follow-up, which we'll come back around to some of this with Jim, and then he did connect you with several different people to build your belief system, to hear their stories. But also did one other thing that followed up and got you to an event. Talk about the importance of the events for you guys to build your belief.
That first event was so eye-opening. I had just gotten to feeling good. I mean, seriously, Terry, that's probably the first outing that I had been to in a year and a half when I didn't have to go, you know. First thing I went, yeah, I can go. I can go do something all day long. I feel like I can do that. And we went to that Saturday event, and I guess it was you and Jim. I didn't know anybody. I'd never seen Jim and or any of the Diamonds, and he had me go to a bronze dinner, I think, on Friday night. And so Chris and I walked in not knowing a soul and seeing all these people whose names we had heard and being scared to talk to anybody, but of course everybody was very friendly. And then they had us line up and talk about what rank we were, and we didn't know anything. I feel so dumb now. I should have, but I'd been so busy working and talking to people that I hadn't studied anything about the business. So we were like, okay, we're here to be recognized as bronze or something, and so we don't know what that is, but thanks for having us. And but by the end of the thing, we heard Tyler Norton speak, and I mean, he just makes you feel like you are his best friend, even if he's never met you before. And he was there Friday night and talked to us. I mean, just talked to us like we were people. I mean, like there were no levels. We were just people. We were all on the same playing field, which I couldn't believe. Our past experience with networking had been a very a hands-off approach. You had to perform to ever have a conversation with anybody that was higher up, you know. And we hadn't performed. We had just barely gotten in. And here were all these people, big-name people in our eyes, very big, loving on us and making us feel like we belonged there. And it was the most amazing experience. There are not even words to make people understand how important it was for us and our belief and our stick-to-itiveness to be at that first Saturday, to see the people, hear the people, hear the testimonies, hear the recognition was very much not important to me. I didn't care anything like about that, but I did care that these people were getting well, and they all had amazing stories. So I knew the product was going to work for anything and everything because it made our bodies heal themselves. So I was just pumped beyond words after that Saturday. And I think Chris was too. And both, and one of our boys went with us that day. Austin wasn't in town. He was out of town. We've got twin boys that will be 21 this week. And so Alex was with us, and he loved it. but Austin wasn't. So when Austin got back in town, this is how important I thought it was. I went, okay, Austin, you and Alex are going to inherit this business someday. And so since you missed Saturday, I'm going to send you to Spokane to hear their Saturday event. And I asked Jim if it would be possible, and he said, sure, let me talk to Jerry. Jerry got on the phone and said, send him on up. He can stay with us. So this kid didn't know anything about the business, went and stayed with Jerry White, went to Denny Rock's house. I mean, Jerry gave him a tour around the whole city, showed him all these cool things. And, I mean, I was so jealous. He heard Ann Louise Gittleman speak that weekend, and he came back like, wow, this is something else. So it kind of cemented my boys, too. They still haven't quite figured out how to run with it like we do, but they both believe and they both are working it in a little bit different gear.
So you were speaking about, you know, really the events and then the importance of the events as we're moving forward. You know, I had a brain freeze just now. I'll try to think of what was I about to ask you, and it just left me for some reason. On the consistency of going to the events for yourself, well, let me ask you this. Now, here's what it was. You spoke of in the beginning, you kind of started sharing people because you had a life-altering experience with the product. You started sharing people and things started to happen. You got recognized for a different level. But that's not necessarily the case today. You are extreme. Both you and Chris are extremely focused on what y'all are trying to accomplish. Going platinum is not done by accident. Y'all are very focused and make it work in the nooks and crannies. So talk, if y'all don't mind, share with it. The importance that, because your goal was to be platinum before convention, and you've made it happen.
Right.
Yeah, so right. talk about the importance of that.
Since I got in and realized there was good money to be made, and that this could be our retirement plan, because midwives deliver babies to get paid. And when I get to the place that I can't or don't want to stay up all night, often to do that, although I love it with all my heart, but I mean physically, it's quite a challenge for me after being ill. And yeah, I'm still young, of course. That's not the problem. So, but if I ever decide I'm not going to do this for a living, this would be. ASEA would be what we had for a retirement plan, since there is no retirement plan with midwifery. And when we realized that and began to focus on what needed to happen to get to another level, it's been, I have to give God the glory, because there have been so many times when I'd say, well, you know, it doesn't look possible for this week, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. I don't know how, but we're going to do this. And then someone down line, all of these amazing people that are in an organization, would sponsor somebody with a 10-pack or do something that pushed it over when I thought it wasn't even possible. So the planning, but the thing that I was going to tell you that happened to me at the early on when I was so excited was they started Task Force to Bronze, Jerry and Dr. Walker, and they let me be on the first one. And I was actually already bronze when I started, but I hit silver during that time. And teaching us to read the right books and to learn how to do a network marketing business, it, you know, you can blunder through like I did at the beginning and sponsor a lot of people. But building a business is actually a profession. And so that's the way we look at it now. And we spend a lot of our spare time trying to become better professional networkers, even though at the very beginning that was the last thing I wanted to do. Now it's like high priority on my list. I want to do this, and I want to do it well, not just for us, but for all of the people that we have signed up that also want to do that. You know, we can't lead them if we don't know what we're doing. So we're following some amazing leaders, and we're just trying to get enough information to follow their footsteps.
Awesome, awesome. And that's why we always say lead from the front. You know, there's in getting to closer to the bottom of the hour, and I'd like to ask both you and Chris, there are brand new people getting on the call tonight or listening to the recording. There are people been in for maybe a few years, different levels and all this kind of stuff. What's some advice that you would like to share? What's something you'd like to share with them that you would like to have known more in the beginning?
That's a tough one, Terry. There's a whole lot I would like to share with them. I would like to help people to stay encouraged and not ever get down. This does work. It works all the time. It's like the product. It works every time. How much you take and how often you take it may affect how quickly it works, but the product works every time. The business is kind of like that, too. How quickly it grows is going to be dependent on how many people you talk to and how many say yes. But if it takes 20 no's to get a yes, then you just go through the 20 no's because it works every time if you work it. You know what I mean? So I wish that I could just impart to every single person that I've ever put into the business not to ever get discouraged. We are on the cutting edge of technology with this amazing product that nobody else has and nobody else ever will have. So this is the time for us to plant all those seeds, and we will see them grow to fruition the more and more popular the product becomes, and it will, because people are talking about it more and more, and there's the rumors about what's going to happen with Ann Louise Gittleman in October. the word's going to get out. We want everybody to know that we have this product, even if they say no right now. When I send someone product information and they don't respond they're not ready to get in, I just leave them alone and love on them, because I know that the time will come that something's going to happen and they'll say, hey, are you still doing that? You know, I think I need that product now. So I would just tell everybody to stay encouraged. We've got the world by the tail with this product, and there is nothing to ever... don't ever let the enemy discourage you. You know, contact your upline. If you're not ever having any success, you're probably doing something that needs to be tweaked. But with the great upline and connect calls, anybody can build this business.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it. Does Chris want to share anything?
Do you, Chris?
Probably the most important thing for me has been watching Jim Glenn. I'm just so impressed with that guy. If anybody were to tell me, what would you do differently, and that would be listen harder at the beginning, instead of trying. Which a lot of people do, and I understand that. I'll try it. I just want to say, don't even bother. You're wasting your time. Don Lynn used to, when people would say, I'll try, and she'd throw a pen on the ground or a pencil and say, try to pick that up. And they'd pick it up and say, what did you do? Well, I picked it up. Well, there's no trying to it, is there? You either do or you don't. got the pretty well. We got thrown out of a few houses, but generally people understood that there's no trying. You either do or you don't. And so Donna Lynn had no choice. Her product experience came from desperation. And I think a lot of people, if they could understand that in the beginning, even me, if I could have understood that, I would have said, don't go that traditional route. We need to do this as hard and fast as we can. But then at the time, you don't know. I mean, you're trying everything A to Z, seeing what works. But now that I know what she's gone through, then it is something that I like to just tell people. I used to tell people this all the time. I can fix the world. All they got to do is ask me. I've got an opinion. I'll tell them how to fix the world, Middle East, anything. And the same thing here. You have a challenge, money, health. I can fix it. You just got to ask me. But in reality, everybody grows at a different rate. Donlin's a lot more patient with people than I am. And that shows because she's so genuine. People listen to her, and they she's so gracious, so nice, so loving to them that that's where they get it later on when the timing comes. And not that it's desperation, but it's whenever that the need and the desire and everything come together, and it's just perfect timing for everybody. So at the beginning, I would like to just listen a little bit more. The event, our first bronze event, was so amazing. You tapped me on the shoulder. And I turned around. I didn't know you from Jack. He said, I'm Terry Latham, Slipping Springs, Texas. Not that you were kidding me. Texas. I thought you was playing a joke on me. But then everybody that was there, from Tyler Norton, everybody introduced themselves to me. They were very nice. And people were saying things, and we would go, well, we don't know what that means. You know, it was a business jargon. We just didn't know. But they didn't look down on us. They were still very gracious with us. And I so appreciated that because we were like deer looking at headlights, you know. It was pretty phenomenal experience. Well, each event we've gone to, the bronze, the silver, the gold, it was a first. We never experienced that, you know. So that was something that not only a lot of fun, but it made a difference in us. And then probably the most important thing is it made a difference in somebody else. You know, they would look at me saying, oh my gosh, if that guy can do it, I know anybody can do it. And that's really what you want, is for them, the belief to go in them. Because when you meet somebody and they said, I've been praying for something like this, or, you know, they're having a financial struggle and this alleviates that. So it's really got a lot to offer those people. And I think that, smiles on their faces, and we have a dial line, and he's very old, or a senior gentleman, and he came up to me and at a meeting that you were doing, and he had his hands in front of his chest. He goes, I'm just so excited. And I thought, praise the Lord. He was excited. At his age, he was excited. If nothing else, it was all worth that. Because it changed his outlook. And that was pretty spectacular. When he said that, I was just blown away. Wow, that's just awesome.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much. And once again, congratulations on such a fantastic achievement. It's well earned, especially in the nooks and crannies. You definitely wiped away a lot of people's excuses and also gave a lot of people hope by doing so. Guys, get this call out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. It will be recorded immediately following this call, and then we'll upload it on teamlivet.com immediately following that. So be on the lookout for an email from us for a convention. Good, guys, I can't say enough. do not miss convention. Do not miss convention. Do not miss convention. If you're still kind of on the fence or you just joined, this is going to be the biggest event I've ever been a part of in my career. There's a lot of great information you're going to hear. So make sure you're there, and then also make sure Thursday evening after the general session, immediately following, we'll meet in that Grapevine Sea and have a team meeting real quick. So, guys, have a fantastic night. Thanks again, Don, Lynn, and Chris. Fantastic job. Talk to you guys in a bit.